This is KCUR 89.3. In November, KCUR is looking at what climate change means for the Kansas City region. Doug Kluck works in Kansas City, Missouri as a Regional Climate Services Director for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. KCUR's Erica Hunzinger spoke with him last week about the basics of climate change.
People maybe think they know, but maybe they aren't totally sure. What is climate change?
The easiest thing to say is that climate change, the Earth is always going through some sort of shift or change in climate over long, long, long periods of time. It's not something we normally see within a lifetime. But what we're seeing in our lifetime is sort of a enhanced climate change. In other words, it's happening relatively quickly compared to other times in the past. The only other time we've seen climate change this abrupt is when a meteor strikes the Earth, and that's very abrupt, and that's more or less overnight and cataclysmic. This is slower than that, but yet faster than, let's say, most natural means.
And is it accelerating?
That's probably debatable. It has accelerated since the middle part of the 20th century. We see in terms of the temperatures, like in the ocean and on land, when you combine those, we've seen certainly the last 10 years, it's never been warmer in our period of record, which stretches back several hundred years.
And climate change itself, we're speaking solely weather?
Yeah, so that's a good question, because weather and climate are two different things, but of course related. Weather is what happens today. Weather is sort of what happens in your backyard. Climate change is sort of what happens globally over a big, large, much larger area than even the middle part of the United States.
What isn't climate change?
There are a lot of ideas of what that means. Some people think that climate change means always warming, which, again, isn't true. We're still going to have winter, even with climate change. What we've noticed, though, is that, for example, that our minimum temperatures don't get as cold as they used to. Our temperatures in the summer, you may say, oh, my goodness, it's hotter than heck, and it has been for a long time. But really, our high temperatures in the summer haven't seen, especially in Missouri and the southeast part of the U.S., haven't really seen a steep incline like the minimum temperatures. The other thing people say to me, or ask me, actually, is, do you believe in climate change? And I often say, I don't see climate change as a belief system so much as a scientific issue. And from the science that I understand and know, the science is telling me that climate is changing. And there's lots of proxy information as well as data information that says so.
Are you ever concerned, given that you work under administration that doesn't necessarily acknowledge climate change, but a lot of the work is being done to kind of, like, you have to do environmental reviews, and the environmental reviews show change over time. Are you ever concerned about putting out reports and talking about it publicly?
Personally, no, I'm not. Others may be, but, you know, I work for a great agency that allows us to do our jobs.
How worried should people be about climate change?
Probably more worried than we are, pretty much, yeah. As a society, definitely more worried than we are. I think it's going to take government either regulation or there's going to have to be some economic cost to move us away from the direction that we have been going and maybe are accelerating. And part of that's just our society and the way we live.
What do you want to emphasize out of this conversation?
Climate change isn't necessarily the end of the world, and there are benefits. You can go and ask the agriculturalist this question: is what are the benefits you've seen? Longer growing seasons is one of them. Make sure you take it into account, especially municipalities, other folks that build. Don't build by a river. Don't build by an ocean. Be careful of those kinds of things.
Yeah. Doug, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.